Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Welcome. I'm here today with Toko Kadani. So first of all, welcome. Thank you very much for joining me today. Just to start, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role?
Thank you, Anne. So my name is Toko Zani Kadani. I'm the head of IPC and joint deputy director for infection control. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. So obviously infection prevention and control became a really big topic for everyone during the pandemic. And I think most people got familiar with the very basics. As things are changing, we're seeing some of those behaviours shift. If there were one or two things that you wanted people to just continue doing all the time, what are those?
Thank you. So the first thing probably that I would say is that I just want to remind everyone that infection prevention and control is everyone's business. So whether we start from the chief executive or to the volunteer colleagues whom we have across the trust, infection prevention and control is their business. So having infection control as your business, the first most important measure or practice that we want to make sure everyone adhere to or remembers in everything which they do is complying with the hand hygiene. And when we talk about hand hygiene, you know, there can be, you know, just the general hand hygiene, probably as we have learned, maybe from home, you know, that we have to wash our hands, you know, after using the toilet, wash our hands when we, you know, like during the COVID period time, you know, they will remind us to say, as soon as you get into the house, make sure you clean your hands because you probably have been in the bus. But I want to say, yes, we say that even within the hospital, you know, when you go into the wards, there's gel at the entrance. And, you know, when you are coming even into the hospital, there's gel for you to gel your hands. That's a bit different from the five moments of hand hygiene, which we expect every member of staff who are in the clinical areas to adhere to. And these five moments of hand hygiene, they actually make the very much difference when you are looking after patients. So for us to remember these five moments, I would just like, you know, just to mention the five moments, you know, just to remind us, what are they? So there are five moments, and moment one of the five moments is immediately before patient contact. So you may have been coming from one ward to another and you clean your hands or gel your hands as you enter the ward. That's not one moment one. You will need to be at the bedside. So you realize that in every clinical area, you know, at the end of the bed, there is a gel. It's for you to immediately perform hand hygiene before you contact patient or touch patient or attend to your patient. And then moment two is, you know, before a procedure. So when you are going to perform any kind of procedure on the patient, make sure you clean your hands. And moment three, it's, you know, after potential exposure to bodily fluid or after the procedure, you know, after you have done the moment two before a procedure, do your procedure. After that procedure, moment three is expected, you know, for you to clean your hands again. And moment four is soon after patient contact, you need also to ensure that you decontaminate your hands or clean your hands. And moment five is after contact with the patient's environment. And patient's environment includes, you know, linen, bed rails, you know, cardiac table, bedside table, you know, make sure after touching those surroundings, you clean your hands. And the other thing probably that we need to mention about is the screen curtain that we close around the, you know, the bed. You know, after touching that, make sure you clean your hands as well. Because, you know, some people, they touch that curtain even with their gloves, which may not be clean. So It can be also included in the environment of the patient. So those are the five moments which I need you to remember, you know, every time when you are looking after your patients. And this is, as I mentioned earlier, away from the general hand hygiene, which we expect you to perform when you go into the clinical areas or come into the hospital.
You mentioned briefly the hand gel, which is obviously available in lots of areas and is probably one of the fastest ways for people to effectively clean hands. Are there any circumstances where people should not use gel? They should be washing their hands instead?
Yes, definitely. So when performing hand hygiene, you have got to think about two methods. So you can either wash with soap and water or use the gel that's provided. However, when you think about these two methods, when you are dealing with diarrheal diseases, anything, you know, a patient with diarrhea or a patient even with non-like C. difficile norovirus, you have to wash with soap and water. And then in all other circumstances, hand gel is perfect, you know, to use. However, the other aspect which I need to mention is when your hands are visibly dirty, you know, you need definitely to wash with soap and water because the gel, you know, would not, you know, wash off, you know, that dirty. Yeah.
Brilliant. I think one of the other things that sometimes causes confusion for people with hand hygiene is when they should and when they shouldn't use gloves, because I think some people incorrectly think that gloves are always better than hand washing. But when should people be using gloves and when is it actually a problem?
Yes, yeah, you know, that's one area which the pandemic, you know, didn't do us any good, because, you know, during COVID, people were advised, you know, to wear gloves, and, you know, we could see even people walking around with gloves, you know, on. But in hospital, I want to take this opportunity as well to highlight to people that we are going to undertake a gloves off campaign, starting from this month, you know, going forward, because ideally gloves should not be used instead of cleaning your hands. So you don't need to wear gloves unnecessarily. What you need to do is to do a risk assessment, just a quick risk assessment when you are going to look after a patient. Is there potential exposure to bodily fluid or blood? That's the indication for you to wear gloves. Otherwise, when you are just going to attend to a patient and there's no potential exposure to blood or bodily fluid, there is no need to wear gloves. And obviously, when there are situations indicated for you to wear gloves, for an example, you need to wear gloves to do some, you know, sterile procedures, definitely you have to wear, but gloves in those instances as well. And some infections as well, where gloves may be indicated. So what you will see, we have isolation signs where patients are isolated because of infection reasons. And on those infection signage, you know, isolation signage, you will see guidance on what PPE you are supposed to wear. Please pay particular attention. Whenever you are going to look after a patient who is indicated to have an infection, take just 2-3 seconds to look on the poster, and it will indicate what PPE you need to apply. Otherwise, the call is that don't inappropriately wear gloves when they are not required. Otherwise, you just need to take just a quick risk assessment. It doesn't take really long for you to check. And also, you know, as healthcare professionals or clinicians, we have to know our patients, isn't it? When I'm going to attend to a patient, even visiting a clinical area, I just speak to someone to give me a quick, you know, handover of the patient I'm going to look after, so that I know what I need. Or if I need to wear particular PPE for that case, to review that patient. So it is very important, you know, that we adhere to that. Because what happens, people, they think gloves are 100% protective. They are not. you know, you can be also putting yourself at risk, because what happens when you wear gloves, they actually cause your hands to be hot and sometimes sweaty, you know, and we know that that environment is actually, you know, a conducive environment for multiplication of microorganisms. So whatever is already on your hands there may multiply as well. And, you know, so it's not really necessary to put yourself at risk.
So really just wash your hands well and wash your hands often.
Yes, brilliant. Exactly. And also probably the other thing that I need to mention is the timing of hand hygiene. You know, when you are going to wear a pair of gloves, you know, for a required, you know, where they are required for a certain procedure, you know, make sure you clean your hands immediately before putting on those gloves. And after completing that procedure, make sure that immediately after you finish the procedure, you take off the gloves and clean your hands, because that's one area where in our walk rounds and observations, you realize that people, they walk, you know, they just get into to an area where if they think they will need gloves, they're just wearing gloves without performing hand hygiene. But it is very important to clean your hands before you put on any kind of PPE. And immediately after, you know, use, then also clean your hands as well. That's very, very important.
That's a really great message there. My next question is really, what are some of the biggest challenges you're facing in terms of IPC at the moment in hospitals?
Yes. So probably by mentioning that, you know, we're still getting outbreaks for COVID. And my call to everyone is that, you know, it is very important for us to communicate effectively. I'll take for an example where we have outbreaks. You know, not everyone is able to attend the outbreaks meeting. So from IPC perspective, I would expect whoever attends or whoever is received a communication on update, they should make sure they do a feedback, you know, to the rest of the team, so that everyone in that ward will know that we have an outbreak and these are the measures, you know, which we are supposed to follow. And also, most of the time when we also do our visits, you know, to the areas, we don't really get to talk to everyone because everyone is busy. So in those instances, we always remind, you know, either the nurse in charge or whoever is in charge to do a feedback or handover to the rest of the team during their handover or during the ward rounds, so that everyone who is involved in patient care within that clinical area, they know what's happening. So that's one challenge which we are identifying, you know, such that in areas where we have outbreaks, you know, not everyone, you know, is aware. Even despite putting some signage on the entrance, because I think probably people may have just become blind because of the signage which might be there. So that's one point. And then the other point probably that I also wanted to mention is that in such instances also, it is very, very important, you know, that not only the staff who work in there, but even visiting teams, you know, let's make sure they are updated, you know, because even sometimes they may have been missed in the emails because we don't know which patient has been referred to which team. So visiting teams, please inform them, update them on what's happening within the ward, what is expected of them, you know, infection prevention and control wise. Yeah. And then the other challenge that I also want to put forward is, you know, when we send samples for investigation, it is actually the clinician's responsibility, you know, to make sure that results are followed up. So if you are sending a sample to look out for an infection or, you know, you need to make sure you follow up those results, because that helps us, you know, to identify probably the results in a timely manner and treat the patients in a timely manner as well. Yes, we may, as IPC, you know, follow up on results, but normally we come in the morning and follow up probably what has been happening during the night. But, you know, staff who are looking after the patient 24/7 should keep an eye on the investigations which have been undertaken for that patient. So it's just a reminder that, you know, this is very important.
Brilliant. So if we start to wrap up now, what are the really big messages that you just want everyone to take away from this podcast?
Oh, yes. So it is very important, I would say. I'll go back to IPC, infection prevention and control, to be everyone's business. And in such as such, you know, let's all take responsibility to make sure that we adhere, you know, to all IPC measures. You know, remember that healthcare associated infections, yes, our patients get the healthcare associated infections, but also us as healthcare staff as well. So you are not only protecting the patient, but you are also protecting yourself. You know, so it is very important that we all adhere to infection prevention and control measures, and hand hygiene being the most important measure to cut the spread of infection. That's one of the most important, you know, call that I would want people to take.
Thank you. It's been really lovely talking to you today, and thank you so much for giving us your time.
Okay, thank you.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.